This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. In 2004, Russell Kaiser served in the U.S. Army in Kosovo during a time of violent unrest. During this conflict, Kosovo Albanians were attacking Kosovo Serbs. Civilians were murdered. Hundreds were injured. Many were forced out of their homes, which were eventually destroyed. Kaiser was part of a peacekeeping mission that at times was very stressful and dangerous. He developed post-traumatic stress disorder that continued to plague him in his civilian life.
At the worst, I would only sleep maybe 2 or 3 hours a night if I was lucky, and there were interrupted hours, or almost like I'd get like 3 cat naps a night if I was lucky. When I did sleep, the dreams were like I was in a state of pure terror. It was like closing my eyes and going into a horror movie.
Kaiser lives on Long Island, and eventually he found out about a program called Paws of War. They take shelter dogs, some of them slated to be put down, and they train them to be service animals for veterans. A year ago, he was matched with a dog named Artemis.
Sit. Yes. Stop swearing. If the service dog helps me stay in public places around people, that means I can get the help I need. Like, you can't get the benefit of, like, a 12-step meeting if you can't be in the meeting due to PTSD reasons. If the dog allows me to stay in the meeting and keeps me from having flashbacks and being hypervigilant or having, like, combat speed reactions or just keeps the blood pressure and the tension down or even lowers the tension in the room socially... I got to a point that I would only do my grocery shopping at 7-Eleven because I couldn't handle going into grocery stores, the lights. I wouldn't go to weddings because of the lights and the noise. Same thing with the doctor's office. Same thing at a lawyer's office. Same thing at a grocery store. It would just transferred into something else in my mind.
Artemis, sit. Just like that.
The dog has a way of just... focusing you back into reality, I guess. How it works, I don't know. I don't care. I don't try to figure it out. They said it'll work. I got the dog. I followed the training. It's working. All right. You know, like, I know antibiotics work, too. I don't need to go through the chemical breakdown of it, you know? Like, it just works. The trainer said, like, you're going to figure out, you're just going to spend so much time with the dog that you're going to notice a pattern when she's either, the difference of, like, when she's just being a pain in the butt in the dog. And the difference when she's like, no, Russell, you got to get out of here because you're going to think the Iraqis are coming or the Albanians or the Smurfs, whoever's attacking you, you know? For the anxiety level, she starts biting my hand like a nibble. That's how she does it. And the nightmare, she's waking, licks my face. And also she tells me when it's time to, when she jumps up and grabs me, that's the cue to remove myself from a place because I'm being overwhelmed. She'll know it before I do. And then I learned the hard way by not listening to her and like putting her like, no, you're fine, sit, you know? Like, meanwhile, then it's like, oh yeah, maybe I should have listened to the dog, got out of there. So she'll actually put herself in between me and other people and block them. And she'll sense before I know it. And it won't be... like an attitude thing, like, don't touch me. No, it'd just be more like if someone comes up behind me and like startles me, I might have a reaction. And those reactions sometimes are physical. I might grab you. You know, I might hurl you off of me. It has happened. It seems like it's a lot of preventative. And if I read her signals correctly, then it goes off well. It would be like if there's too many people in the room, she'll start... bringing her focus on me to look to keep looking at her and keep petting her. It's amazing. I mean, it's great. I could live a normal life. I could not live a normal life without her.
That's Russell Kaiser and his service dog Artemis, who came from a shelter. Paige Flager produced this piece.